Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about the things we can't choose. And you know what they say? You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your... That's right, we're talking about family. And when you think about it, our families form our first relationships with other human beings, and they become the seat of a whole raft of important life lessons that we experience early on in life and actually throughout life as we go through a whole variety of developmental stages, often outside of ourselves. The next area where we learn these important lessons is in families. It's not surprising then that families can also be the seat and the cause of a whole variety of issues. And that's commonly because we spend so much time with each other in families that each of us has a unique ability to irritate the others. And actually, when you think about it, there's no one else you spent so much time with. And as a result of this, for many families, the dynamics in families are actually quite commonly fixed. They're patterns of behavior that have been well forged over time. And this can be a cause of a whole variety of ongoing issues. I've got a couple of tips this week for how to manage those. My first tip is to use a bit of advice, go hard on the wisdom and accept that which you cannot change. And that is actually other people. We can never change other people, we can only change ourselves. And so my next little tip is to change what you can, and that is your part in that. The first thing to do would be to see the pattern. In any fixed dynamic, it's really, really likely that there's going to be a pattern of behavior. And so looking for that pattern, looking for the elements of that pattern, whether it be how I'm thinking, how I'm feeling, what I see others do, allows you to find the predictable elements in that pattern. And if something's predictable, then that means you can actually then start to try and change it. It's really important to start with self. Once you see the pattern of dynamics, take the next step and highlight areas or points where you may actually be able to change, being really, really cautious to make sure that you're very specific at the points and that what you try to change is actually going to be achievable. Some of the strategies that commonly work in families is to limit the amount of time spent together, to change the circumstances or the communication dynamics, so whether that be via phone, text, or in person, to be really aware of the role of the group and the dynamics that are created when a number of people get involved, being able to kind of change that slightly and have some solo time together can actually be really important and a really powerful way of changing that dynamic. Because when you think about it, given that families are our first blueprints for relationships, they also represent a great opportunity to address some of these issues. Families can be the cause of the issue, but they can also be built and based on love, and that gives a great opportunity to be able to discuss the issue with the people, to speak about how things could be different, and then how to explore how that might be a reality. So, it's a family affair this week with Mind Games.